Hill would be Hawthorn. 5-2 defeat, but something to take out of that game, possibly, Greg?
Well, I think it's great, you know, for the younger players. I really do. I don't think we can get that in our reserve games, what we got the first half. A lot of, you know, balls in behind direct play. They pressed us very well. We struggled. And four of their five goals came from us losing possession, which is fine. It happens. But as I say to them, with the pitch being a lot tighter, that's what they spoke before, a lot tighter, they were going to press us. And being young and naive, we fell into the trap of losing the ball in stupid areas. Although there's still a little bit of work to be done after that. And that's the piece that I'm disappointed most about, is that when we lost the ball, there was no reaction to get back and defend the cross, or the first two goals came for headers. But, you know, young Tom and Gregor, you know, they never had that on Wednesday night. They certainly had that today. And I thought it was really good for them. It's easy to lose your head with a younger player and, you know, tell them how poor they were the first half, but as I say, every game is a learning curve for them, and certainly a learning curve for me, because, you know, we see things and I see things today that, you know, I would never have seen if I played a reserve league game. So that was great. And the question to them at half time is, I don't think any of them have probably been 5-0 down before for a long time. What if they have? And that's, you know, the spin that we try to put in it with them. It's, you know, as 5-0, they were obviously going to make changes, which helped us. They brought a younger team on, but, you know, we stuck to our task, and we scored two great goals. We did, and we maybe could have scored another one or two. On the flip side, Gregor probably would have been sent off in a normal game for the one that was clean through, so we got a little bit lucky that way. The kid made a poor tackle on their number 10, which is part of the game. I get it. It was a poor tackle, maybe resulted in a booking or maybe a red. I hope the player's okay, because he had a good game, that boy. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, overall, I didn't expect to lose 5-2, but that's part of it, right? It's part of, you know, their development. It's funny, I saw Bert Payton at half time, walked over, and first time I saw him in about 12 years, or maybe less than that. And it was, you know, interesting, the words that he said to me. It was very encouraging. So, you know.
Tell us what they were.
No, typical Bert, you know. All right, son. Typical Bert. It was, you know, it's great for the young boys. It is great for the young boys. It's you know, it's part. As we're saying, it's part of the game that we don't get. And for their development, they've certainly learned more today than they would have done against civil service. I actually thought it would have helped us with the pitch being tight, but never. But you know, I'll take out it. You know, just the overall, you know, understanding of when to play and when not to. We had to go with two forwards today. We played with one underneath to start. We went with two because the field was so tight. We had to get Crosby and Sorsley, who did, both of them I thought did very well up there. But we just, the supply in the first half, we struggled with it.
I suppose if the St Mirren game hadn't been switched to the Sunday, it would have been also different, because this game would have been played on the Sunday and you'd have had maybe more of the reserve pool to play with.
Aye, but you know, I can't keep relying on, you know, the six or seven I had the other night, and it's great to have that, but these guys are further on in the development. You know, it's up to these boys that are playing just now to learn that as well, and we've got some behind that and some that are short of that. And it's just, I said it, you know, before, that it's the next batch that we're focusing on. You know, we're on to O3s, we're on to O2s, we're on to whatever, and that's what my mindset is. We have our O1s now that we think they can push on, and they're in the squad for tomorrow. So be it, you know. And it's, if they didn't play today and the other ones did, and say we did win 3-0 again, well, these boys are missing out on their education. So, you know, and that's, we don't want to feel disgruntled by losing 5-2 to Hillabeath, because Hillabeath will beat somebody else 5-2 this year that will be a better team than us. So, you know, that's what I'm taking out. It was hard because I think we're 3 down very, very quickly. But it's tough, right? That's just part of it. I mean, we've got 16-year-old kids out there. We've got 17-year-old kids, and, you know.
And you're only 119, so that was a very young team.
That's right. You know, I thought Ben Swinton was very calm in possession, really, really good. And it was just the mistakes we made after that was a problem. But, nah, it's, we can't get that. We can't get that in training. We can't get that in the reserve game. So I think overall, the importance of it was really valuable for the development. Plus, it was good for me to see the two or three challenges we had out there as well.
Good.
Okay. Thank